Beis Ador Rishon, Sunday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Klein, Tisha V'Oron Mitzdalfin, the Oron as a unifier.
Morning. We'll begin with the Gemara in Brochus, Taf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara shares a memory of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Tisha V'Oron Mitzdalfin. Which means if you have nine people near the Aron, and the reason this topic was chosen because yesterday in Parshas Truma we learned about, we read about the Aron, obviously. So the Aron plus nine people can be mitzarif to form a minyan, and they can daven. That's a statement of Rav Huna. Rav Nachman challenges the statement of Rav Huna, and he asks, V'chi Aron Nivrohu? Is the Aron a Nivra? Is the Aron a human being, so to speak? That it should be able to be mitzaref with nine human beings, nine yidden, to form a minyan? So the Gemara answers, what Rav Huna, Elo Omar Rav Huna, what Rav Huna really meant to say is, Tisha venirin ki'asoro, if you have nine people who look like they are ten, Elishtetin Gemara, that if they have nine people who look as if they are ten people, then they are mitzarif to form a minyan. Now, as far as halacha is concerned, obviously we do not paskin like that. But we need to understand, try to understand, is what was the havimina of Rav Huna. And additionally, there's another quirk in the final statement of Rav Huna which requires explanation. So again, the first kasha is, Rav Huna says, Tisha v'Aron mitzarfin, and the Havimina. Why would somebody think that the Aron is mitzarif with nine people to form a minyan? If the halacha is, in order to have a minyan, you need ten people, then vusepis that the Aron could be mitzarif. And again, the second question is as follows. He says in the end, Tisha v'Nirin ka'asoro can be mitzarif. I'm just wondering if perhaps the word Aron and Nirin have the same oisius, but in a different order. Maybe that's what it's all about, but I don't think it's that. But what's funny is the Gemara says, a machloikis, about what it means for nine people to resemble as if they are ten. Vosad ipshat tisho v'nirin ka'asara. So the Gemara says, amri lo ki michnafi. Some hold that the nine people can look as if they are ten if they are standing close together. Which means you look at nine people, so you know you get a little bit confused, and you actually have to go bisman, even bisman hazeh. You have to count them because it looks like there might be a minion there. The amri lo, other people hold that no, it's not when they're standing together, but punkt fikir kimivdari, when they are standing apart from one another, that's when it's nirin ka'asara, and that kind of a situation they are mitzarif. So this is rather odd machloikis. He says, Tisha v'nirin ka'asara, and you have two pirushim which are diametrically opposed to one another. So what's the pshat in the Tisha v'nirin ka'asara? So I thought maybe to answer the inyan, to be masbid the inyan, is to go to another gemara. There's a gemara in Maseches Megillah, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. A memory from Rab Simi. Rab Simi says that somebody reads from the Torah, Lo yifchois me'asara. He should not read fewer than 10 psukim. And if Kriyas HaTorah, the minimum that should be read is 10 psukim. La halacha, there's occasions of Yavai Amalek, perhaps, where we have to make do. But Lamaisa, the halacha, generally, when you have Kriyas HaTorah, Lo yifchois me'asara. Fine. And the Gemara goes on to say, "Vayidaber oile min aminyan," that the pasuk "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor" qualifies to be counted among the asara psukim. So mitzad echad, we have to wonder, mimanafshoch, is "Vayidaber" a pasuk or is it not a pasuk? If it is a pasuk, then what's the chiddush that the Gemara says "Vayidaber oile min aminyan," that it counts in the minyan of ten psukim? If it's not a pasuk, then why does it count? Rashi appears to help us. Of course he does. But at first, when you look at the Rashi, it only appears to help us. Rashi says, the pshat, Vayidaber oylem el aminyan. Why taka is it oylem el aminyan? Or why would I have thought that it's not oylem el aminyan? Zok Rashi, that because we don't learn a halacha lemaisa from it. We don't learn any halacha. Vayidaber Hashem lemoshelem teaches us nothing. It's only part of the narrative, almost an introductory part of the narrative of what the Torah is telling us. Mele, vibalt, we don't learn anything from the pasuk. So I would have thought, asavet nish gerechen, that it's not part of the minyan of psukim. That's Rashi's pshat. Of dem darf man fragen. Again, miman pshach. If, in fact, the fact that you don't learn any halacha from the pasuk makes a difference, as Rashi says that it does, then why, in fact, does it count as part of the Tem Sukkim? Why is it important that we learn halacha from it? What's the pshat in the Rashi? So I thought to say, a yesoid in the concept of a yadavar Hashem al-Moshe Leiman, which will ultimately help us explain the entire sugya. Vayedaber Hashem l'Moshe l'Emer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe. That's a chidush niflo. A chidush niflo, the Rabbeinu Shloim, who appears to be detached and aloof from this world, actually communicates with us in this world. The Torah is being mechadish a gevaldig yesoid. What pops into my mind right now is a kasha that the Sfasemes asks in Parshas Lech Lecha. Svasemis Freik Azoy. When it speaks about Avram, Avinu, it says, Vayar Mashem al Avram, Lech Lecha, and it goes right into the Indian. Freik Svasemis, why were we Zoycha to have the entire introduction, the Parsha before that, Noyach, it says, Eilat Tolus Noyach, he was a Tzadik, he was a Tomim, Esor Lekimis Halech Noyach, and with Avram Avinu, we dive right in, and there's no introduction of what Avram Avinu was like. So the Sfasemis says the biggest shevach of Avraham Avinu far supersedes the statement that he was a tzaddik, or that he was a tomim, or esolikim yisalech Avram. Actually, it says yisalachti lefonai later about Avram, but it's not the introduction, because what the Torah does say is vayoyim Hashem al Avram, that Avraham Avinu heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. So the Sfasemis says that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does speak. His voice is perpetual. It is relentless. As if Shteitin Pasuk, with the voice of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the time of Kabbalah Sotayr, was Koil Godoil Veloy Yosef. And Rashi says Veloy Yosef means Veloy Pesach. It did not stop. So that was the crescendo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, was at Kabbalah Sotayr, but it's a universal voice even before Kabbalah Sotayr. But which one of us really tries to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice? In fact, somebody who goes around trying to hear voices might be recommended for some mental health professional. Well, the Maisa, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice is active, and somebody lives in an attempt to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, it's a gewaltige Sache to hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. So, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, the Torah is telling us that Avram Avinu was such a person, and Hashem directly spoke to him. We don't have to know more about what he was. With Noach, it had built up what it was about him that finally allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to him. Avraham Avinu is bal ben shalosh shanim hikir. Avraham Avinu is bayra. He was only 3 years old when he was makir. So Vayidaber Hashem l'Moshe Leimor is telling us a gevaldig chiddush, and the chiddush is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. So Memele, Rashi says it doesn't teach us a halacha l'maisa. And therefore, I would have thought that if something does not teach me halacha lemaisa, that's not really part of the pasuk. It's not part of the minyan of psukim. Kump the gemara tzezogin achidish the vayidaber is oylem en aminyan. And I thought to be moishif to Rashi's words that the word oylem en aminyan, literally translated, seems to say oylem en minyan. It rises into the account, into the number. It's oylem en aminyan. But pshuta kamashmoi oylem en aminyan means it rises above the minyan of psukim. Which means to say, Vayidaber is noch the hechste zach. It's the highest possible statement that the Torah can make. It's oylem in a minyan. It rises above, it transcends what is being imparted in the other nine psukim. So avadet counts. I just would have thought, since it's not halacha l'maisa, that it shouldn't count. But l'maisa, it's oylem in a minyan. It's noch hecher. The Gemara in Megillah continues and says, Hani Asara Keneged Mi. The fact that we have a halacha that there have to be 10 psukim laying in the Torah is Keneged what? Where does the number 10 come from? Now I know it sounds convenient, 10. We have 10 fingers, just makes sense. But Lamaisa, that's not the way the halacha bases its statements. So Keneged Mi. So there's three shittas in the Gemara. One shita is the shita of Rabbi Shuben Levi, who says that the 10 psukim that we read in the Torah, Keneged Asara Batlonim. Asara Batlonim. Asara Batlonim, spoken about here, spoken about Maseches Rosh Hashanah, spoken about in Maseches Bava Kamma. Asara Batlonim means 10 people who sit in the Beis Medrash. The concept is not so much the idea of a koil, although many people use the concept to apply it to the concept of a koil, but it means 10 people who are always in the Beis Medrash, which means l'chayra most of the time they're learning, but they are there in preparation for a time when we need to daven. The concept of Asara Batlanim is people who are on call, permanently, to daven if there's an Eis Tzara. So in the same way that these 10 people daven together, Asara Batlanim, so the Asara Psukim, in the same way, the Asara Psukim, there have to be 10 Psukim which are read in the Torah. That's the Shita of Rav Shuban Levi. Rav Yosef Omar, there's another sheet of Rav Yosef that the 10 psukim are keneged the Aseres Ha Dibros. Or I'm being happy to say that. I think it's the keneged the Aseres Ha Moros. No, I was right the first time. Keneged the Aseres Ha Dibros. Aseres Ha Dibros, Aser psukim in the Torah. Fine. And then you have the sheet of Rav Yochanan, who says it's keneged the Aseres Ha Moros. So again, it should bother us to hear or to read a Gemara that just seems to connect things like the child connects the dots in a drawing, in a sketch. 10, 10, 10, 10, it's so convenient, it's so pretty, it's so easy. So I just said a shot. But what is it all about? What's the mehus? The mehus, the essence of the idea is that in all of these cases, there is the concept of one, which is ma'ached, which unifies the group. The Maharal speaks about this in the beginning of Nesivas Olam and then Siv HaTorah. He says the 10 and 1 are essentially related in certain ways. Number 1 is that the Mispar Koton of 10, those who understand the concept of the Gematria and the Mispar Koton of 10 is 1. Maharal says that the number 10 is represented by the letter Yud, and letter Yud is the smallest ois, and in the words of the Maharal, it's indivisible. You can't cut the letter into smaller portions. And other connections as well. The purpose of that, and the purpose, says the Maharal, in the Mishnah telling us in the Pirkei Avos, in fact, Basara Ma'amorois Nivra Ha'olam, is to dispel a notion that we might have had. We might have thought, Cholila v'chas, that since there's a plurality of existence in the world, there are houses, there are trees, there are mountains, there are seas. I didn't intend for that to rhyme. That was just Siyata Deshmaya there, by the way. But there's such a plurality of existence in the world that, sevolt eingefallen, it would have entered perhaps our mind to say that it comes from different sources. That he had one Bashefer, like in fact, like the Ovdi Avodah Zarah of the ancient world, polytheists, there was a god of war, there was a god of the seas, etc. Every aspect of life had its own Getschke. It would have entered the mind to say, since there's a plurality of life, plurality of existence, that they are sourced in different Bashefers, Chalila V'chas. Mela, says the Maharal, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to create the world be Asara Ma'amoros, to show that in the same way that Yud is traceable to one, B'mitzvah Koton, and in the Tzuras Ha'ois, it's to tell us that the Ribui that exists in the world, the Ribui, the plurality of the world, all reduces itself to one and the same Borei Olam. That's the purpose and that's the reason. Even though the Mishnah says the reason is to tell us about Schar Va'inish V'Tzadikim and who were Machriv the Oilam and Rishoyim, I'm sorry, Tzadikim who were Mekayim the Oilam and Rishoyim who were Machriv the Oilam, he says that's not really the reason, says the Maharal. The real reason is to tell us this, to indicate that Gantz existence stems from one single Baal Shefer. There's ribui, which is traceable to a unit. That's the pshat of the relationship between one and between ten. Memela. If you go through these three shitas, explaining Hani Asara Keneged Mi, you will find that concept of the ten being reduced to one in every single one of them. The easiest one, Asara Batlonim. Why isn't it enough that there are nine Batlonim? Because when you have ten, you have a minyan, you have a kedusha, and they can daven on a different level. There's a shliach tzibur, who is one, who is ma'ache, the other nine together with him, and it's formed a tzibur. The construction of a tzibur is where there is an hisachtus, there's an ichud of a plurality of people into one unit. And that's represented by the fact that there's ten with a shliach tzibur. Aseres adibris. Givaldige gedank. Aseres adibris, the first of them is anoichi. There's a famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. If anoichi counts in the minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam holds that it does. The Ramban says it's not shaykh to count anoichi as a mitzvah because it's a tnai. It's a precursor for all of mitzvahs. And he gives a moshel to a melech who comes into a medina and he starts making gezeiros. Hello, if the Bnei HaMedina have not been mekabel his malchus, then all of the gzeiros are meaningless. So maybe the kabbalas malchus is not really one of the gzeiros. The mitzvahs are the gzeiros ha-melech, and belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a condition to all of that. So maybe according to the Ramban is not one of the mitzvahs. But even if we go according to the Rambam, that it is one of the mitzvahs, it's certainly and clearly different than the other mitzvahs. In other words, if you apply the Ramban's thinking even to the Rambam Shita, the Rambam is zichrim asking that Anoichi is a different sort of a mitzvah. It's ma'ached all of the Aseres Adibros. We don't have to even get into the Chazal, the Midrashim, that say that all of the Aseres Adibros were heard in the first Dibra, in Anoichi. But even apart from that, because of the Ramban's statement, the Loisignov and Loisinov and etc., the other Aseres Adibros, are meaningless unless they are tied down. They are anchored in the first. So the Aseres Adibros has the same concept. We have a plurality, in that case, ten, being centered on one nekuda, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The Ramban Zogt, it's a tnai to the others. Asar Mamarois. The Gemara right there in Megillah asks, what Asar Ma'amaros is? The Gemara explains, yes, Asar Ma'amaros, every time it says in Bereshis, by Briyas Ha'olam, it says, Vayomer Elokim, that's a maimer. So the Gemara says, well, there are only nine of those. Vayomer Elokim, Yihyar, is the first of those nine. So the Gemara answers, Bereshis Nami Maimer. That the word, that the memory, Bereshis Bar Elokim, Shemaim Sa'aris, is one and the first of the Ma'amaros. So of course the shaila on that is, if it's one of the ma'amaros, was a Kodesh Baruch Hu looking for a literary variety in order to express himself differently? Why doesn't it say Vayomer Elokim Yehi Shamayim Va'aretz? What's the nature of the difference between the first maimer and the rest that it had to be nislabish in different words? So if you look, Maral also discusses this, but also if you can find it, if you have an Oitzah Tfilas and you open it up to Baruch Sheomar. The Mefarshim Tfilah, the Eitzoysev, and the Iyun Tfilah, the Mefarshim explain as follows. There's a difference between two kinds of Bria. One sort of Bria is referred to as Yesh Mayayin, which we know, creation from nothing, whereas there was nothing, there's now existence. And then there's Yesh Mayesh. This is how the Mefarshim Tfilah explained the difference between the statement, Baruch Sheomar, V'hoya ha'olam, and then Baruch Oymer v'Oysev. I said the Nafkemina. Sheomer v'hoya ha'olam, and Oymer v'Oysev seem to indicate the exact same idea. The Mazmim is Sheomer v'hoya ha'olam refers to the Yesh Me'ayin, the first Bria, which is Merumas in Bereishis Nami Mamer. The Maim of Bereishis is the creation of Yesh Me'ayin. And again, different ways of looking at it. The Rambam holds that it's the creation of the Dalad Yisoidos, Ofor Eish Ruach and Mayim, and the Ramban learns it's a certain substance which he refers to as the Chomer Ha'iyuli was created. Whatever it is, not a big bang, that's for sure. But there's a Brias Yesh Mayayin, and then that's Breishis. And therefore, since qualitatively the other nine Ma'amaros are different because they're Yesh Mayesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used these Yesoidis, and he manipulated them, and he gave substance or tzura to what he initially created to give us the world that we see. Now, maybe it's a different kind of Bria. So that's Baruch Oymer V'Oyse. And that's Bria Yesh Mayesh. But it's not pshat that they're completely separate and completely different. Clearly, the notion that the Bria Yesh Mayesh is grounded in and it is built upon the Bria Yesh Mayayin. Had there been no Bria Yesh Mayayin, then certainly there's no Yesh Mayesh. So you have the Bria Yesh Mayesh, the nine other Ma'amaros, which seem to be disconnected, but in fact they're not, because they are the Ribui, which are grounded in the Yochid, in the Breishis Mamre, because that's the Yesh Mayayin. U'memeila Zeitman, the Gemara says, La'ifkois mi'asara, what's the asara? Why is there asara? And the Gemara answers, because we see the same concept of the asara in three other things. Again, what's the concept of the asara psukim? It all rests on the Chiddush of Vayidaber Oylem and Aminyan. Vayidaber Oylem and Aminyan is the Yesod HaYesodos, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to us. Memeila, once we accept Vayidaber Oylem and Aminyan, and it's Oylem and Aminyan in the way perhaps that I wanted to suggest, that it's higher than the rest of the psukim, then we understand that the concept of the Asar psukim is where you have a ribui of ideas which are grounded in one single source. A ribui merum is in the Yochid. On that, the Gemara says, Hani Asar connected me, where else do we find that concept of a ribui being grounded in the Yochid? And the Gemara answers, we find it. The Asar Batloni is a minion. Asar Sadibrois, everything is grounded in Anoichi. And the Asar Mamoris, everything's grounded in Breishis Nami Mam and Breishis Bar Elokim, the first of the Mamoris. Mamela, we can apply this idea, by the way, I don't know how long I have. So
another 5 minutes.
Maybe I should speak a little bit more quickly because I have a beautiful insight to share with you. Anyways, okay.
Do it.
I should do it. Okay. Okay.
That's
it for me. Okay.
Hello?
Sorry. Okay. Mele, this is the Pshat in the Oren. We started with the Gemara in Brachas, Tisha V'Oren Mitzarfin. What's the Habimina? The Habimina is you have to have, in order to have a Tziruf, you have to have something which is Ma'ache. The Oren is the classical symbol of something which is Ma'ache Klal Yisrael, the houses, the Torah, the Balaturim, the Babusta Balaturim, that all of the Midois of the Oren is Amasayim V'Chetzi, Amo V'Chetzi, Amo V'Chetzi, is Altas Ahal. The other Kalim all have a Sholem in the Midas. The Oren is Hal. To show that a person is really, he should fuse it with Anivos, and he should realize he has to come on to the Hitztarfus to another individual in Torah in order to grow in Ruchnius. The Oren is representative of the idea of being Ma'achid. The Ramban says that all the Kalim are predicated upon the command of the Osiso, whereas the Oren is predicated on the command of the Osu. The Osu is a Loshen Rabim, where the Rabim is mitzarif together to make the Oren. Whereas the other Kalim are more the Melocha of the individual who did it. So the Oren is Ma'achid. Mele the Havimin in the Gemara of Hunda's first statement is, Tisha the Oren mitzarfin. If the concept of Asara is merely that there is an Achtus among what seems to be separate individual things or people, so Vibal the Oren, by its very definition, is the Koyach HaMa'ached. So Mele Tisha V'Oren Mitztarfin. So Rav Nachman says, but it's not a Nivras. Rav Nachman says, you're right. So it has to be L'chol HaPochus, something nearing to Asara, where the Hitzarfus at least appears to be so. And some people hold that when they're close together, they're more Me'uchad. And other people hold when they're spread apart, they look like there are more people, so it also looks like... That's a technical difference. But it's all gevoit on the Inyan of the Oren being Ma'achid. So I'm going to go for broke and try to sneak in this other Gedank. It's Mishinichan Zalim Arba Mesimchus Beis Oda, even though it's other region, but the... the concepts of other descend from the Shemayim, even though the Rishon, although the Dalet Parshas and Purim are all the Pravid and other Shen. So I want to ask you a question on the Megillah. The Megillah states, "V'rabim me'amei ha'aretz." After the Nes Purim, says, "V'rabim me'amei ha'aretz mitziyahadim ki nofal pachad ha'yehudim aleihem." Many goyim converted to Judaism because the pachad, fear of the Jewish people, descended upon them. So again, Sfas Emes asks on this, why were the goyim afraid? Didn't they know the choik of Klal Yisrael, that we're not a violent people? If there was any violence, it was only in self-defense. Why were they afraid? Anoichi HaKotna, I want to be Moisiv HaKasha to the Kasha of the Sfas Emes. We pass the Rambam paskins of the Geirus, which is done because of Dover Acher, such as Pachad, is not a kosher Geirus. And the Rambam is the most makel of the Rishonim in terms of Hilchus Geirus. He says, L'moshel, that if someone doesn't have a complete Kabbalah mitzvah, it's still a kosher Geirus. But he says, if the Geirus was done, undertaken mipnei Dover Acher, such as Pachad, it's not a kosher Geirus. So Mamela, the Kinofa Pachad, the Yudim Aleim, that was what precipitated the Geirus in the time of Mordechai the Esther. It wasn't a kosher Geirus. So what's the ganze Marocha, the ganze Chiddush of the Megillah is telling us that there was a lot of Geirus which was not kosher l'halacha? So the Sfas Emes said like this, Kinofa Pachad, the Yudim Aleim, Aleim does not mean upon those who ended up converting. But it goes on Amalek. In other words, there's always these two forces which are pitted against one another, the force of Klal Yisrael and the force of Amalek. And when one is stronger, the other one is weaker, and vice versa. As long as Haman was strong, and that could only take place if there was a matzav of Yeshmei Amechon, Mefuzer, Mefeiro, there was a period among Klal Yisrael, that was what made Amalek strong, so the Yidden were not able to be Mekayim, their Iker, Tafkid in the world. And the Iker Tafkid of Klal Yisrael is, like the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, to illuminate the world with Kedusha and Tahara, to be Mashpia on the world, that's the Tafkid of Klal Yisrael. As long as Amalek is strong, they prevented us from doing this. When Amalek was defeated by the Nes Purim, Memela Klal Yisrael had their strength. That means to say that they were able to be Mashpia on the Goyim of the world. So Memela Zogdus Hosem Zuzib Pshat Naposa. V'rabim me'amei ha'oras misyadim. Goyim stam in the Weltarain. Goyim started to be close to Klal Yisrael, and to be Mizgaya. Not because they were afraid, but kinof al pachad ayudim aleihem, that the pachad of Klal Yisrael descended upon Amalek, mele they cowered in a corner, letting Klal Yisrael come to its full strength. So mele they were meir, b'tayrosom, u'b'kidushosom, they were meir on the world, mele v'rabim me'amei ha'aretz misyahadim. So again, when is the koyach of Amalek strong? Koyach of Amalek strong is, like Haman himself pointed out, when there's Pizur and there's Pirut, Yesham Echad, Am, which is supposed to be Echad, which is Mefuz and Mefayrat. When there's Pirut among Klal Yisrael, the Mela, we are defeated. Our strength goes down and Amalek can rise. However, when there's an Ichad of Klal Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael is strong. And that's Mamish Minyono, what we spoke about. Tisha B'yar Mitzarfin, as long as there's an Ichad of Klal Yisrael, but that Ichad needs necessarily to be geboit and grounded in Torah. There's no such thing as what they call, it's certainly in America, they speak about it all the time, Jewish unity. What's Jewish unity? Anything which is outside the tchum of Torah cannot shaf a Jewish unity. Tisha V'yar Mitzarfin, the orange, how's the Torah? Those is Mitzarf Klal Yisrael. If there is that, then there could be actors in Klal Yisrael, and we can be Mashbiah. And the Rebbeinu Shalom Shukhel, that this Purim, with the Hashpah of those who are Chayzer B'tshuva, and all of us here, we should all together be able to prove Purim, Yishlaim Yerakayit, Bemeir.